the rest of the story. In August of 1914, the Imperial Transantarctic Expedition left England and sailed south. Its destination was the bottom of the world. Expedition leader Sir Ernest Shackleton had explored Antarctica before. The sailing ship Endurance was among the best in the fleet, so it was with considerable confidence that members of the expedition followed Shackleton into the great white wasteland. But 15 months later, November the following year, the Endurance was crushed in oceanic ice near the Antarctic continent, and it sank. Now wait, the men managed to save most of the food and equipment and three small open boats. For 5 months longer, they lived from ice floe to ice floe until April 1916, when at last they reached Elephant Island. Shackleton gathered his men about him. He said, "I'm going to take five of you with me in one of the boats. We'll go to look for help." And then he turned to Tom. Tom was 37, a Royal Marine, among the most articulate of Shackleton's men. Tom was to keep a diary of everything that happened on Elephant Island in Shackleton's absence. Tom assured Sir Ernest that he would keep the diary. That diary was to survive the terrible ordeal, and it has been preserved in the Baker Library at Dartmouth, and it is the source for what I'm about to relate. Because that diary tells of the mounting fuel shortage. Nothing left to burn on Elephant Island except expedition equipment. It tells of the dwindling food supply over the agonizing days after Shackleton's departure. Tom, as it turned out, was the only experienced hunter in the group, and yet game on the island, seals and penguins and so on, became increasingly scarce. But Tom's diary was not all that survived the Imperial Transantarctic Expedition, for Sir Ernest Shackleton did return with a rescue party, and Tom, whose chronicles of their adventure remain a remarkable window on the past, did return to England further to distinguish himself. Transferred to the fledgling Royal Air Corps, Tom grew committed to the development and improvement of military parachuting, and during the Second World War, he served as a London Times correspondent based in Japan. He even became the first person ever to climb Mount Fujiyama in winter, a feat previously considered impossible. And yet, while the history books honor Tom Ordelice as the savior of countless airmen in distress who safely rode the parachutes he designed, there's a speck of land in the Antarctic called Ordelice Island, honoring the 37-year-old Royal Marine, without whom his fellow explorers would surely have perished. And yet, had Sir Ernest Shackleton not returned with a rescue party when he did, the history of that Imperial Transantarctic expedition would have been written much differently, and the future contribution of Thomas H. Ordelice would have been snuffed out before the fact. For as members of the expedition would confess many years later, with the food supply on Elephant Island rapidly diminishing, the others in the group secretly conspired to create a plan for alternative dining. That's right. Had Sir Ernest not arrived with help when he did, the entree for the next evening's meal would have been Tom Ordelice. And now you know the rest of the story.